In every criminal trial, the stakes are high. Will the accused be found guilty or not guilty? It's an enormously stressful process for the victims and their families, and also for the accused, of course, and their loved ones. But you might be surprised to learn that trials can also have a big impact on legal professionals, as Sydney psychiatrist Dr. Greg Damore explained to Damien Carrick.
The stresses are many and at times quite profound. The kind of issues that most commonly come to my attention: depression, alcohol abuse, really using alcohol as a form of coping, post-trauma syndromes, sometimes post-traumatic stress disorder, other times it's more a kind of vicarious trauma, and perhaps just as common as any of those are the broader impacts that it has on spouses and families in terms of relationship difficulties and family breakdown. And that relates often to the nature of the cases that criminal lawyers are dealing with.
So what? Because they often involve disturbing fact situations. So if you're, say, a prosecutor, you're dealing on a daily basis with victims of crime and sometimes having to deal with very difficult evidence.
That's exactly the case. And it tends to have, in my experience, a kind of cumulative effect, in that one case, two cases may be handled reasonably well, but when you're doing this year after year, and particularly if you have a large caseload and you may not be able to share cases or perhaps even discuss it in a meaningful way with peers, you take on this burden yourself. And some of the images and incidents that lawyers deal with in the criminal context are incredibly graphic, and this intrusive imagery is something that I've come across time and time again.
What about defence lawyers? What are the kinds of issues that arise for that group?
Well, my personal experience in this situation in terms of dealing with the psychological sequelae with respect to defence lawyers really revolves around the ambiguities that they have to deal with in terms of defending maybe an individual who is said to have committed a particularly violent or graphic crime, particularly of a sexual nature. And certainly in a therapeutic sense, what I've often seen is how criminal defence lawyers have to struggle with both the fact that they're defending that individual, but also their personal appraisal of that individual and the nature of the case, which may be repulsive to them. And that ambiguity is something that I think really festers in some individuals.
And manifests in the same way that...
Very much so. And not only does it manifest in the same way, I think it makes it harder for them to deal with. That would be my personal impression.
That's psychiatrist Dr. Greg Damore speaking with Damien Carrick, and you can hear more about the mental health of criminal lawyers on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30, or listen back anytime on the ABC app.